League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper.
Between five busy households, it's a miracle we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Nursing and Cursing. It has been a minute. Ladies, are you with me? Sound off.
We are here. We are here.
We're here. We're alive.
Excited to be here. Okay, I'm just going to take the reins and apologize. Guys, yeah. I am so sorry that we left you hanging. I believe the last time we were on air, Kate was very pregnant. And we were saying goodbye to the podcast, but we promised our listeners one last check-in when the baby was born.
We're like 2 years tardy to the party, and we're very sorry about that, you guys.
Wow, but that's so
easily 2 years.
Typical.
Easily. That's so on brand.
It's so typical. It's so on brand. And every single person listening to us has kids, and this is right on time for them. They don't even notice. 2 years late, right on time.
That was also when the big bomb called COVID dropped as well.
We were
in the middle of that. Into COVID.
I don't think it was the middle. I think we were right up front.
We were. It was the summer.
We were like 4 months into COVID.
Drop us a comment. Let us know when we left you hanging.
No clue. No clue. I apologize.
We could really argue about this for a solid half hour.
Right. We ghosted you guys.
Here's a way we can tell. Kate, when was your baby born?
Sarah, you were there August 19th, 2020.
Okay.
Wow. So, yeah, we were in the thick of it. We hadn't gone back to school.
No, we were like fake homeschooling.
We did another, it's really hard, right? Because the last 3 years, I feel like so many eras have passed, like in the world, so many eras have happened. We've like been in masks, we've been out of masks, we've been on Zoom, we've been back at school. And also in our personal lives, so many little mini eras have come and gone. But the weird thing is that last time we recorded, right before the baby was born, my kids, it seems impossible to me now. They did a whole other school year online. Like we recorded in August. Mm-hmm. My kids did that next coming school year online. My New York.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, Kate.
Well, whatever. Yes. Awesome. I'm just saying it's so weird because it seems like it was 20 years ago, but also it seems like it was a second ago.
Shivers.
Wild. Which, isn't that motherhood?
Yeah. I mean... Well said, baby.
Wow.
Yeah, so talk about eras. I mean, so you have a fourth kid.
The best.
Yeah, and he is magic, this baby, you guys. Oh my God.
I have a fourth kid. He's the best one I've ever had. I can't. He is.
Oh my God.
He's the best one I've ever had. He's the only one I like. I can't believe he was ever a question. I can't believe we ever had our family without him. You guys have ridden it with me over text every day, and you know I've had some super low lows. It hasn't always been easy, but he has just been everything I ever hoped in my darkest days of pregnancy that this baby would be, he was. He has been, and he's the best.
That's
he's
amazing.
The best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does it mean you guys want to have another one? Anybody else?
Yes, so much.
Oh,
so much.
Pretty.
I have a lot of brand new infants in my life right now. Like all of my dear friends who are, you know, 30 and we're we're into our 40s. They're all having brand new babies. And I'm just like swallowing them whole. Oh, and my boys, all three of them, Pete and the boys, are begging me to have another baby right now.
How could you resist? How can you resist that? That's what
I know. I'm not doing it, but oh my God. Yeah.
Well, it's weird. It's the scary thing is like this, the thing that freaks me out the most was I honestly feel like I went from being like, oh my God, you guys, I'm pregnant, to I blinked and this baby is 2.5. That's the scariest thing. Like that's it. How it seemed like the biggest life or death decision to have another baby, and how it's like, how he's a toddler already. Like it just went like that. Like it just went so fast. Like, it's just gone. It's already behind me. All those like moments, they're already way behind me, you know?
Crazy.
And that's what freaks me out. Cause I'm like, I spent all this time thinking like, I'm going to be nursing again. I'm going to be dealing with a stroller on the subway again. I'm going to be up in the night again. It's already over. Like it's already gone forever again. It's already gone. Oh my God, I'm never going to have a baby again. I'm already back there. Isn't that wild? Like how crazy is that?
It's crazy. It's nuts.
Are you going to go for number 5, Kate?
Oh, get real. My husband had a vasectomy. So definitely not. But I do have sympathy for the people who, as soon as their last baby gets bigger, get a puppy. Then start asking their kids to have kids. Like, I get it. The life that a new life brings into your household is addictive. It's hard to know what to do when it's really quiet.
Kate, right. Wow. Okay, listen, we have other news to drop, too.
Sure do.
Sure do. Okay. Sarah Nolan, it's Sarah's news. I'm just so excited about all the good news we have.
All right. Sarah, take the stage, love. Yeah.
What's up, Sarah?
So the last time we all checked in, first of all, I still lived in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't anymore. Now I am in Florida, which is awesome.
So when you say you're in Florida, let's get this straight. You and Molly and Critty.
And Chrissy, we're all in Florida.
Yeah, I moved
in the same town.
Right. Yep.
You guys are all in the same small town. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's right.
That is correct.
Oh, yes. Makes it really fun to visit.
Oh, my God. So good.
Wow. Right. That's a big change for you, too, Critty. So that's
huge.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. Sarah, St. Augustine, and I followed a few months afterward.
Yep.
Anyways.
So I moved here in April of 2021. Is that right?
Yeah.
I think so. Yes.
Uh-huh. It's around about right. And really not that long after that, my marriage fell apart and I got divorced. So I'm now a divorced mom. Yep. Francis's dad still lives in town and you know, we share custody of Francis, and that was huge stuff. And it's been over a year now that we have not lived together. We decided to get divorced and had to live together for a couple of months. And I ended up moving out and now I have my own place.
Congratulations.
Which is
incredible, Sarah.
which is, I was anticipation of talking about this tonight. I just kind of like thought about all the things that have happened. And, you know, I want to be clear, like, obviously I didn't make this decision lightly. It was like a long time coming. I also thought about that episode that we did with the husbands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when all the husbands got on the call and, sure. just kind of like wondered, if any of the listeners heard anything that sounded like, I know we were in couples counseling at that time. So I don't know, like I just, you know,
Sarah,
what is
did
it
you
about
tell us that you were in couples counseling? I mean, did you tell the listeners that you were in couples counseling at that time?
He did in that episode, okay. He said, okay. We get help. I think he said we get help. Outside help or something. I don't know.
I'm not sure if anybody picked up on that. I don't think I picked up on that.
I don't think I did. I don't. As a listener, I don't think I got his meaning.
Either.
Okay. Interesting. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and yeah, nothing crazy happened. Like, I also just want to say, like, nobody did anything really terrible. And, I had to make like a really difficult decision. And I did, and it was the right decision for me. It was something I really needed to do. And,
I just want to say thank you for sharing that with our audience, but now I just want to celebrate you and celebrate this and the new place where you are in your life and the balls that you had to go through with it and the strengths that you have and where you are now. And for all of our listeners who have gone through a divorce, congratulations, because that's something that probably needed to happen. And I'm proud of everybody who takes care of themselves and does what they need to do. So I'm proud of you. I love you so much. And I want to celebrate this, Sarah.
Thanks, Sally.
Yeah, Sarah, you're amazing. I mean,
I have to say, I'm so glad to be in this moment and like in this place rather than feeling like I felt in the marriage. And even though it's like, you know, there are things that are super challenging still. Like, I have to share Frances with him now, which means I don't get to see her for, you know, several days at a time, which fucking sucks. Mm-hmm. And you know, you think like that when you get time alone as a mom, you are so productive. And I feel like I used to be like that too. But now when I get time alone, I'm just like, oh my God, it's hard. I'm just saying like, I'm still easing into like benefiting from all the alone time I get. Mm. And I don't actually get that much alone time still because I am in another relationship.
Hey-o. Hello, baby.
I got that new D kick in.
Yes. Tell us about what new D's like. We've all had the same D for over a decade.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and to give the listeners a little bit of insight into that, when it all went down, somebody on the thread just started referring to him as ND.
ND.
Yeah. New D. And
it's like riding a bike, hopping back on that new D.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the rest of us were hanging on her every text word.
Every text.
Like, so what happened?
3 months. We were like, then what did he do? Then what did you do with your panties? Then
what did that feel like? But then what did that feel like?
What did he do then? But
it was exactly like being in high school again and like experiencing all those firsts as a first time again. It was crazy.
I remember you being like, we made out for hours. I'm like, ew, wait.
We were so,
we were like, but why? For more than 14 seconds? That's unbelievable.
Right. Sarah, do you
remember? And he just hung out over my jeans for like 15 minutes.
Right. I still remember Sarah being like, we made out in the car in front of my house. And I was like, it's been since 1999 since that happened.
No shit. I immediately went back to,
the 1900s.
The 1900s. Oh my
God. That was literally, that was probably the steamiest night of my life.
Mine too, Sarah, but it was 1999.
1900s. Oh my God. So. You haven't been French since the last century.
Yeah, it's bad. But no, but reliving it, Sarah, through you and the threat. I mean, not reliving it.
It lifted us all up. It really lifted us up.
Big time.
It did.
But,
yes.
But you know, it was a rough time for you, and you were so brave, and you did it, just what you did. It was very brave. And to the listeners, it just really wasn't a time to pick up the mic. It just wasn't.
Yeah.
So that was part of it.
Yeah.
And then ND came along and it's just like, she's too busy to pick up the mic. She's picking up other things.
As soon as ND hit the thread.
Not that mic, you know?
As soon as ND hit the thread, Critty and I were pressuring Sarah to start a spinoff about her ND because I know that's what listeners want.
I knew that the podcast Sarah Got a Divorce was going to be the biggest hit ever.
The biggest hit. And we still, Sarah, I don't know. Can you do it? Because we're here for it if you can.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Sarah Got a Divorce. Wow. I can already.
That would be the best.
It's not even that interesting for anyone else who doesn't know.
Bullshit.
Disagree. Strongly disagree.
Bullshit.
Like the exciting part is like the rebirth, you know, and I guess, like if you understand like where I was coming from, like inside of the marriage, those words inside, like, the marriage, like I felt as though I was like in this bubble that I couldn't break free of, that just felt like, and like I couldn't be myself in there. I couldn't even access myself. I just knew that the way I was being was not me.
Yeah, there was sort of a piece of you that was lost. And like you said, there was a rebirth. And a celebration.
She's back, baby.
And it's how Sarah got her groove back is what
it is. How Sarah got her groove back. Exactly. Yeah. How Nerdling got her groove back. Yeah. And so Sarah, without getting too into it, like you and ND have been together for some time. Mm-hmm.
It's going the distance.
He's like a nice, nice person.
It's going the distance.
The D.
I gotta ask you this: has ND started to feel like old D, or you're still on that ND high?
I'm still on that ND high, man. Oh, wow. Like it is so good, and I feel blessed.
Wow!
None of us have said that about Dick for a very.
I feel so fucking blessed, man.
Oh my God!
Like I thought I didn't have a sex drive.
Wow! Right?
Mm. Yeah. Right. It was you were so mentally closed down to that. Part of yourself.
And maybe when that happens, when you're married, you like get a new vibrator or something. I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to tell you right now that the comments to this episode are going to be like, people are going to be adding their besties being like, should I get a divorce?
A divorce or a new vibrator? Which path do we go?
Never looked so good.
I've never got a vibrator. So I don't know.
Before I would go through all that. Like,
wow.
You've never had a vibrator?
I've never had a vibrator. Should I get one?
You got it
now. You don't need it right now. Wait for later.
Yeah, give it a... a year or two, whenever the new D's old D.
God, I hope it's not that short of time.
Yeah, longer. Longer.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I don't really know. I like, every relationship is so different.
Right. Sarah, sorry, I'm going to stop you there, unless you're and your relationship is exactly the same every single day.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like that new high in the butterflies.
Nothing like it.
You'll never,
never get it back.
Well, no. It's also because this new D is seeing and appreciating and loving the authentic full Sarah. Like, he's,
yes, of course.
Right.
He's getting, he gets it. He gets Sarah. Like, he's appreciating what he
has.
The
real right. Nolan. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Right.
So the high is so much higher because it's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let me also say that this new D, I can't say it, like, okay, this new person comes with another kid.
Wow. The plot thickens.
The plot thickens, you guys. Wow. That's
such new such new territory.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like,
I can't.
So, Sarah, how has that been?
Honestly, I'm having a difficult time commenting on it because it's so challenging.
Complicated.
It's so complicated. Mm. And just trying to establish a connection with a new little person, who has their things, their own history, and as a little person and like, what kind of connection am I supposed to be? Am I a maternal person to him? I don't know. So, I'm just doing my best.
You're doing great, Sarah, and it's still really, really new. I mean, it's a year, but it's such a big deal.
And Sarah, there's no...
And your dynamic is very sweet with them.
And there's nobody in the world who knows you who doesn't know that you meet every single situation with so much grace and thoughtfulness. It would be however everything turns out, whatever path you end up going on, like, you're always
giving it your best.
You're giving it your best, and you're doing no harm. That's just 100%. You're doing no harm, but however you're managing it, you're managing it well.
Thanks, guys.
Probably doesn't feel that way, but, and there's no playbook for this. Like, there's no playbook.
There's that movie with Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon.
Right, right. Mm. God, Stepmom.
It literally is the playbook.
That's a great
movie. I gotta watch that again.
You gotta watch that. That is such a good one. Mm. Wow.
Wow.
Gosh, I wish I could give you guys every single, like, detail.
Detail?
I wish I could give you the details.
Detail.
Yeah.
Because it's
same.
That's okay.
I think you could imagine. And maybe I just want to give people a little teaser because I think this might.
Great.
And I think
gosh,
this might
you guys,
be good.
We were like, maybe Sarah's not going to want to talk about her divorce. Sarah,
yeah,
like,
wow, we're getting some teasers.
Okay, everybody be quiet because I'm hanging on her every word.
Okay, no, mm-hmm. I just want to try to give them a visual. Do you think that's okay?
Oh, yeah.
Give us the vish.
Okay, because he's a carpenter.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, okay.
He's like tall and muscular.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Yes, real muscles, like in the stomach too. Arm muscles, give us more details.
Well, he's like got a little bit of a dad bod, like just the tiniest hint of a dad bod.
He does not have a dad bod, I'm here to say.
I don't translate him into dad bod. Just so you know, I'm just going to say it pretty directly. He's very hot.
He's just so
everybody knows, and I love him.
And I'm
very hot.
The fact that he's a carpenter, every single mom on here listening is thinking exactly the same thing. Like, oh, you're actually with somebody useful. He's
exactly.
Everybody just cracked a can of Diet Coke and they're like rubbing it on their forehead. So
hot. Exactly. Either that or their jeans.
Also, like, he's given me a new, like, I have a better appreciation now. I'm getting somewhere with appreciating my body and how it has evolved in motherhood.
That is beautiful.
That's really amazing.
Amazing.
I love it. Because
he loves it, right?
He loves it, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great lesson for all of us. The hot carpenter loves you for you, every bit of it. Yeah, we've had babies. We got curves. We've got extra skin and flaps on our vagina.
Okay. Flap.
I mean, flap.
I think what I'm looking for is scar tissue. Scar tissue.
Okay. Flap. Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay, our new shirt is going to say Nursing and Cursing on the front, and on the back it's just hashtag flaps.
Flaps. Love your flaps.
Oh, God.
Flap those wings, baby.
Oh, Sarah,
awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, Sarah, you've been reborn. You've been reborn as a sexy middle-aged mom with a sexy carpenter.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, truthfully, it's amazing to watch.
Yeah, we dropped a nice bomb for our listeners, right?
Oh,
was this worth 2.5 years, folks? Yes, it was.
Absolutely.
So good.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Sarah.
I just wanted to say again, I'm really happy that Allie came up with this flaps thing.
No,
I'm not happy with it at all.
Me neither. I'm really.
What do you mean? It's true.
It's not the right. I think I meant to say bump or scar tissue.
I don't mind having extra rolls, but I never want to have an extra fucking flap.
Me neither. I mean, what does that actually look like? That was the wrong word.
Flap.
I don't know.
Oh, it was God. So visual. It was like today.
It was.
We were like, Molly and I were climbing down some rocks.
Oh, no. What happened?
It was just kind of like a face. It was just like a forward-fronting climb down the rocks. And
right? So like onto the beach. But it was steep and we're wearing dresses.
Okay.
And we're scooting down on our butts.
Okay.
And we're like straddling and climbing down. And this guy is just staring at us.
He stopped.
He just stopped and was staring with the sickest smile.
A smile.
Oh.
And I said to the little Molly, like, I feel like my vagina's gained 5 pounds today. And I don't know why. When he said flaps, was it all tied in? And I felt uncomfortable.
Your vagina gained 5 pounds today?
Oh. That's what she said.
Yeah, well, you felt violated.
I said he's looking at our cooter, and she said
he's looking at our cooter.
I think she. God, did you?
Gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
You didn't say vagina. You said something else nasty.
Uh-huh.
What? I don't remember.
You were gained 5 pounds.
No.
No.
Okay. I don't know what word, but anyway, the guy was disgusting.
Thanks for the show. It was so clear he wasn't trying to hide it.
Oh,
and I was like, what? Molly, that means even though we're in our 40s, it was still a show. That's cool.
Well,
like if he had turned away.
Yeah, but
he's like, that's turned away. Super cool.
25 minutes.
I can take the win where I'm going to get it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Earlier, I showed your son the same show and he did not have the same reaction. She stuck me in the way back of the van and I had to get out, and Levi was like, oh!
Oh my god.
Oh, shit. You guys are you and Allie, you guys must be getting the like hints of just the pop culture that has completely usurped us. Like, we're not even a part of it anymore. Like, the new language that kids use, like, just the way that I'm talking about it also.
Wow, Sarah, I didn't even know. I actually had no idea until Allie said kids these days what you were even talking about. you mean like life with teens?
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like I'm just going to be, by the time Francis gets to be teenage years, it's going to be like, I'm just
like your mom was with
like
us.
Your yeah, mom.
Over a puddle. So great lazy. Scott. Great Scott, Sarah.
It's so weird because.
Oh, that was amazing.
There was a kid over tonight and I was laughing to Jeremy because I said, it's so weird how in the fucking blink of an eye, you go from sitting in your friend's living room and having their parents, in your mind, grill you. Like, they're just asking you, like, how's your dad? How's your mom? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah. Right. But you're interpreting it as the fucking third degree. In the blink of an eye, you're the parent. Like, it happens in a second. I was like, oh, yeah. How's your mom, honey? And as the words were coming out of my mouth, I was like, what the fuck? Like, who am I? Like, I'm.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. 1900s.
Well, I'm. Yeah. I'm thinking about it since Sarah got divorced. I've been thinking, like, wow, I'm the age that my mom was.
Right.
And she was, like, off, like, gallivanting and going to, like, Europe and shit. Remember, Allie?
Israel, to be
exact. She was my age. My age.
Mom, that is tripping me out because in my mind, she was so old, you guys, when that all happened.
Right, exactly.
I was like, she is a grown adult ass woman.
Right.
Yeah, but it turns out, she's just a woman child like we are.
Right.
Like we are. It's so crazy.
Trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm.
It's so weird stepping onto that rung on the ladder and you don't even notice that you don't even realize how you don't even notice how you got there. It's so weird. The fact that my son is so much closer to college than I am, like the fact that college is 20 plus years ago for me and it's only 2 years in his future. It's just
that makes no sense.
It makes now, 1900s.
It's like when you wake up in the morning and you catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and you like nearly fall over because you're like, who the fuck is that person? I don't recognize that person.
Ouch. So different.
My grandma told me she would never FaceTime with me. This was like 10 years ago because she did not like the old lady in the camera. But she didn't mean it. She has never felt sorry for herself, but she literally meant like, I don't relate to that person at all. Like,
right. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be living in my mind.
I'd rather catch me in my mind.
So let's do a Robin too, just on age of kids, because it really, we're in a new bracket now. I feel like when I left off, I had a baby. She a little toddler. Medium? How old were they?
You were three.
You had a Wolfie. That's the weird thing.
Two and a half.
You had a
Wolfie-woo. Weird. Okay, so mine, I've got a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old.
Wow.
Wow. Ugh,
so rapid.
Allie, I have an almost 10-year-old and a 12-year-old.
Wow!
So Allie, you're about to go into all kids double digits forever. Like that's
it.
Oh my god.
You're leaving the single digits forever.
And like sand through the hourglass.
Right. Oh, the days of our lives.
It's so sad. Like I need to have these babies back.
Right.
Like, damn
Kate,
it.
Where are you, Kate?
Where are you at?
This is gonna be as you guys have supported me through text many times, and you're sick of hearing me emote about it, but this is going to be a big year. Wawa is going to be 16. Edie will be 13. And Mavis is about to be 10.
Okay. So what you're saying is though, 9. How old are your kids, Kate?
Well, they're 9, 12, and 15, 14, but 12. Just for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah. 9, 12, 15.
And 2.5.
And 2.5.
And 2.5. Yeah.
Oh.
Thank God.
And 45?
Correct. And 40, great question. 79? Birthday of 79. What's that?
That is.
How old is Jage?
44.
Right. Jage is going to be 44.
Good old Jage.
I'll
tell you what, some things never change. Hashtag Jage.
We definitely had several times in our old episodes where we would say, who's going to get divorced first?
Oh my God, we did.
Did
we ever predict it?
No, I don't think we did. We did an episode like.
Very nice to say that to each other.
We did an episode like where do we see ourselves in 5 years? And I think the discussion was like, one of us will for sure be divorced. Probably we were all
statistically speaking, right?
But right, we probably were all secretly hoping it would be us.
Did she get really lucky with the ND? I think she earned it through her whole life. She's the most stunning, most amazing, generous person. If I got divorced, would I get an ND?
Oh my God, Molly.
I don't want, of course, but I'm just wondering. It doesn't look that way for everybody.
It doesn't. The timeline was so fucked up.
It was really fast that you found the ND.
But Sarah, you have to be fair with yourself and be fair with our listeners.
Yeah.
You don't want people to come to any conclusions. Like you may have technically got a divorce and then found ND for sure. You did everything by the book, but you were in a relationship that wasn't serving you for some time.
And
you were still giving it your all and still doing absolutely everything and more to make it work.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. Yeah. It's almost like you had already mourned the loss of like that.
Right.
You were doing that.
The timing was right in that sense.
The world owed you that ND, girl.
Yeah, totally. Totally. So my little boy Levi is 8 and Matilda's 5.
That's crazy because to me, Matilda's 2 years old. She's maximum.
I know.
2.5.
I know. She's, wow.
She's about to turn 6.
God. And
that just kills me. Tears me up.
So that must mean Sarah, Franny is also about to turn 6?
Yep.
Wow.
Pretty close.
They've got matching birthdays pretty much.
Mm.
So yeah, they're all growing up, you know, like Levi's got some attitude and feels like a teenager.
Which wow. also, you know, to be fair to our listeners, has also been a discussion. We have some real grown-up kids with some real grown-up problems. So for us to get on the mic and discuss their deepest, darkest, whatever, behaviors and secrets and things that are happening, it's not our story to tell anymore. That's their story. So that's been kind of just a come to. Would you guys agree?
Yeah. Just a respect thing, like realizing, these are walking, talking humans that either already do or will have access to the internet. And, I'm not comfortable really like I used to be. And that's okay. That's part of the reason nursing and cursing moved on. And it's good to check in. You know, we never know what's ahead, but
it's weird because I really never felt like the podcast was about our kids. I agree with everything that you're saying, both of you. And the point that Allie's making is so true that the kids are older and that, you know, small kids, small problems, big kids, big problems. It's like harder. You can't fix everything with a snack or a nap anymore.
Yeah, but, it's just personal. It's not just shit in a diaper. Now it's
but
personal.
I also
it's not funny either.
As moms.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
But we like it's always been our experience of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you have to find laughter in those, even in those newborn moments when it feels like the darkest time. Mm-hmm. And you haven't seen another human and every part of your body is leaking.
And aching.
Yeah. And so I feel like there's possibility in finding humor and lightness also in these like times where it feels like we have these bigger problems with our kids that are so deeply personal for them. But it's also like, what's so hard for us is how deeply personal it gets for us. Like how I respond when I'm telling my kid to do something and they don't do it. And then I get so angry. Like what, you know, just like, what is it about? Why? Like, it's just this like little person. And I'm, why don't,
cause
why
it's
does
all
it make
of your,
me so mad?
Cause all your triggers, it's like all your things, right, from your childhood and how you were parented just start to surface more and more, especially as the problems get bigger. And for my kids, their burns are getting so fucking good. Like they hurt so bad. They're like,
they're
really
burned. Right. The baby.
They are delivering the sickest burns. Like Matilda made me cry the other day, but she delivered, like she's only five. And she looked up at me with like a cold, hard glare and said, "You're mean, just like your dad."
Oh,
what the fuck,
Mary. Dude. And it's like maybe I mentioned one time a year ago. Oh,
yeah,
we
but
don't
she's so smart.
Like, why don't we ever see your dad? Oh, he was not a very good dad growing up. So we just keep our distance. And it's like she clocked that and she pulled it out the other day.
Maddie was like, let me file that away for when mom won't give
really
me that
need
because I'm gonna
let me file it away when I can't have a donut at midnight. And she slung that shit and I just looked at her like, wow. And it, oh my god, can't even tell you, through the heart, just caught me on an overtired like PMS day too, you know, everything about it. But and then also just the way they act, you know, when you just think, I never could have gotten away with this as a kid.
I said that to one of my kids the other day. Oh, God.
Right. And so, like, my reaction's like, do you even know, like, how dare you? How dare you? Like, shut the fuck down, suck it up, move on. That's, like, what I want to say. And that's just because I wasn't allowed to act that way. No chance. Mm-hmm. So, like, just all these triggers are happening, you know, as my kids are becoming more, I don't know. They're just very... we're having a tough year with that.
It's well, we've talked about this. Yeah. We weren't allowed to act that way. Meant we were coaching craps. We were getting slapped across the face. Right?
You couldn't
we're not
do
doing
it.
That.
Right.
You yeah. Just, I mean, I even think like the way that, I mean, not even like the, I think sometimes like, have I gone too far the other way? Am I getting spoiled or what?
Yeah.
Like the other day, one of my kids was like, I lost the $20 that you gave me. Can you give me another $20? I was like, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Is my good here? Come again? One more time? Right. Obviously not. Like, of course not. That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. I was like, no. And the kid was confused, surprised, bewildered. Why couldn't I just replace it? And it's like, oh, this is on me. Like, this is on me. I had a baby. I've been feeling guilty, loosey goosey, spoiling my kids, overcompensating. But didn't see this one coming. I don't know. The other thing is like when your kids, it's not that all kids are the same, but all babies, when people complain, and I'm putting complaining quotes, so please don't come after me. But when people complain about their babies, literally every single complaint is the same. Kid won't eat, kid won't sleep, kid's a pain in the ass. It's all the same. So it's not personal. Like they're not, because they're not individuals in that sense yet. But not every single 12-year-old is torturing you in the exact same way. You know what I mean? Like not every single 10-year-old is torturing you in the same way. And sometimes it feels like when you have a baby and they won't sleep, it's no big deal. You can look anywhere and find a baby who won't sleep. Every mom in your mom's group is talking about the same thing. I feel like when your kids are older, you start to wonder, or at least I do. I only speak for myself.
What did I do wrong?
Oh, am I the only
every
one
day
through this? Because I look around and I'm seeing nothing but smiling kids with straight A's.
Kate, when I hear about your kids, I compare myself to you all the time. Kate's kids would never say that to her. What am I doing so wrong?
Mm-hmm. Well, most of them wouldn't, Chrissy, but I've got a come on, one of my kids, I posted on it on Instagram, so I don't think I'm
yeah,
lot, but when I wouldn't straighten her hair at 9 p.m., literally accused me of witchcraft.
I know.
She meant it. It's hilarious. Right. She meant it to cut me deep. Your lies, witchcraft. Yes.
Take some you just, lies.
Your rudeness. Excuse me, your rudeness also.
Your rudeness.
I'm so, funny so tired of your lies.
I'm so tired of your lies and your witchcraft.
And actually, that was so brilliant of her. It's like you almost have to stop and be like, all right.
Yeah, you know what's so annoying is when I told Jeremy, like, Mavis said whatever, and she said, like, she's so tired of my lies and my witchcraft and my rudeness or whatever. And my husband gave me a look like, me too, babe. Same.
Oh my God.
Right. I'm with Mavis.
Like, yeah. Damn.
One of our friends said something to me that felt like it gave me so much more insight into what it's like to be a kid. When I was like starting to talk to Frances about getting divorced, and like finally using the word divorce with her, my friend was like, the word divorce doesn't have the same emotional weight to Frances as it does for you. So you can just like call it what it is and give it a name, which will like clear up some like confusion for her and like define it. But also like all these other things that our kids say to us, like the other day Frances fucking burned me when I was trying to get her to sit down and during breakfast, and I was like, just like, we're trying to just sit down like a family and eat. And she was like, but we're not a family. We don't even live together. You couldn't cut me any deeper at this point. Like, I'm just trying so fucking hard. Yes. But, you know, for her, she has these like ideas about family and like they're going to have to grow and change. Just like calling someone a liar doesn't like, you know, has a specific meaning to a young kid. And like, as you get older, you like the number of instances that fit under the definition of liar are going to like grow exponentially. It just really struck me, Kate and Chrissy, when you were talking about how these things that our kids say, like they don't know how,
right? They don't know what
they don't have the context.
They don't have the context. Exactly.
Right.
It's hard though.
They know a little bit.
In the heat of the moment, they know a little bit, but they know it's going to hurt, but they don't actually know what they're saying.
They don't know that we carry every single experience in our life that's going to lead us up to the way we feel about that word.
This is another discussion, another episode, another topic, blah, blah, blah. But isn't it interesting? I'm seeing how maybe all your kids seemed the same when they were all two, or all your kids seemed the same when they were four or five. But I'm seeing my kids as older people now. And I'm seeing like, oh, my kids are not all the same. I cannot do a one size fits all. I cannot do a one size fits all style of parenting here anymore, because people are all at different stages and ages. And not only that, but they're different people and
respond differently.
Right. And maybe me never really respecting my kids as individuals. And I don't mean that as a diss. I just mean like you're like parenting to a group, right? Like you're parenting to two kids. You're always like parenting to an audience. And all of a sudden I'm like, okay, what works with Edie doesn't work with Mavis. Like I have to take a deep breath. She's not going to care at all that I've had a long day. So there's literally no point in telling her. She can't grasp it. I don't need to explain it. It just needs to be what it is or whatever, or, you know, whatever. That's just an example. Right, responding to them as individuals, I'm finding so challenging.
It's so challenging.
And my diss I got today was
Sorry, go ahead, Mom.
Yeah, well, yeah. Goldie's diss to me today was, I don't want to spend time alone with you.
Oof. Oh,
wow!
Oh, I mean, God, that such.
Our kids know us so well. They really know how to hurt us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Geniuses. Oh, but yeah, Maddie's the most gifted.
She is.
What was she yelling in the basement when she was here? I can't remember, but it was so funny. We were
Kate, we were dying.
Was coming out. I feel like my kids and I were laughing dying. About that forever. I can't
all
remember.
All of us. We were all dying.
She wanted to go, we were going to go for a walk and it started to rain sideways and we rethought it and Maddie didn't want to accept the new plan. I understand that. But she went downstairs and she was just yelling out the absolute funniest things to us.
Oh my God.
Chrissy handled it like a champ.
I don't know about that, but she said something unbelievable. Damn. She was too bad we can't
remember. She was amazing that whole weekend. All we did was, eat hot Cheetos. Eat hot Cheetos and stay up too late. And she was an absolute gem the entire weekend. So.
Yeah.
She just
what
had one funny
say?
Day.
Oh,
I don't know.
She had such a good one.
Mavis remembers.
Oh, I was going to say the Oscars.
You guys remember that song?
Okay, wrap it up.
Yep. Remember that.
Do you remember
Happy
that?
Fuck up song.
Mm-hmm. It's the Oscar music. Gosh. Move the fuck along speech.
No, guys, I just never know when to push it. So
perfect. I know I liked it. That was good because we thought really we could probably go on for hours.
Yeah,
which would be
fun. We could go on for hours. Yeah, we could.
In the middle of the day.
Yeah, coming up with a nail fail over the last 2.5 years. I don't know why that was so hard because it was.
It was so hard. I have two fails. I'll start with my nail. My nail was that it was very, very nearly impossible, but I managed to sell my house in Oklahoma, pick up this family and move us to Florida when there was
fucking huge.
No houses on the market. We bought a home. We gutted it. We rented a condo. We blew our life savings and, you know, we're so happy to be here. And it's just been a very positive change.
Big nail. Yes.
That's our huge nail.
Wonderful.
Huge nail.
Only your family would do that, by the way, Chrissy.
Yeah, move without a job or income. And
no, just you are somebody. You are somebody who decides what it will be, and it is so. I wish I had your resolve. I wish I had your determination. I could waffle on the same fucking stupid decision for years, and I do. And I just think you're extremely cool.
Internal confidence and badassery that Critty has. She's had it her whole life. Yep. She gets shit done.
Stop.
And she moves
gets
quickly,
shit done. That's right.
And she does it with grace and like a bad bitch, like a boss. She's
like a
always
boss.
Done that
like
way.
A boss. Oh my God.
And if she doesn't know how to do it, she hires out, like when she used to call you and say, Ellie, can you come clean my room? And you would ride your bike over and clean her room.
The most amazing part is yesterday or today to Molly, I said, okay, I'm going to need you to come over in a couple of weeks to get a 4-hour block to clean out my kid's closet. I'm still outsourcing to the mechanics. I need you. Love you guys. It's a tremendous compliment coming from
your mom.
A group
would
of
be
this
like,
lady.
I don't know how she's going to live without you. She doesn't. That was Linda.
I don't know
how she's going to do this without you.
Oh God.
Meanwhile, I should have just opened a cleaning company.
God damn. You're a woman of many talents. My fail, Levi walking in on us having sex, like the only time we had sex in the last 2 years.
I was gonna say congrats. First of all, congrats for having sex with that old D. Well done.
That old ass dusty D. I was laying in starfish position and looked over. I was just splayed out like a starfish and I look over and I see like Levi grinning and I'm like, Levi, this was in our rental when we were renovating. And he goes, what are you guys doing? And she just freezes. And I'm like, Levi, go to your room. And Garrett's just frozen. And he's like, Dad, why are you smashing mom's butt? And I'm like, Levi. Levi, go to your room. Get out of here. Go to your room. He's like, you're hurting mom. What are you doing? Levi, leave. And so Levi runs back to his room. And then Garrett starts continue.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what are you doing? He's Get off.
You're like, we're done.
Garrett's like, done. No way, Starfish. You stay right there.
Yeah, he's like, don't move a muscle. Wait.
Wait, you dead never
between
do.
Between men and women right there.
Mm-hmm. He's like, wow. Wait, no, you're dead inside. Anyway, I ended up telling that fail. I'll just go with that one. So that's my fail.
Oh, boy. Great. Well, it's good to see that mommy and daddy connect.
Exactly.
Well,
even if you my fail smashing. Was
we were at Chipotle with Critty and her
sounds
family.
Like a nail to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That right. That's also your nail.
That's also.
That was all. Yeah. That was nail. Dinner was handled. No dishes. And this is weeks, maybe a couple few weeks after, and I had no idea that Augie had any information. And right at the dinner table, he said, "Auntie Critty, is it true that Levi saw you and Uncle Garrett having sex?"
Oh, wow.
I totally forgot about that.
I was like, so Levi.
It's a Chipotle dining room.
Yes. Like it
I
was nothing.
I love that you're calling it a fucking dining room.
I was hoping you'd catch it. I was just hoping you'd catch
Chipotle,
it.
At the Chipotle dining room.
The dining room.
That is a fine dining establishment, man. That place
the Denny's
nice.
Dining room.
So what did you guys say?
Yeah, so they were talking about it, huh?
Oh yeah, he told him every detail. Every detail.
I love that. That is best friends Gen 2, and I love that.
You best believe we would break down every detail.
Every detail. We actually would never in a million years. Our families were so dysfunctional. We never would have caught our parents having sex with each other in a million years.
I mean, I only saw my father nude, but he certainly wasn't getting a freak on. He was like getting a glass. He was like getting a glass of milk and hitting a bong. You know, it was like nothing sexy.
Allie also saw my dad nude, right?
Oh God!
What?
No, what's the deal? Yeah. Allie, what's the deal?
No.
Allie, you fucking creep.
I think I blocked out Bob. Sarah, do you remember what was what?
Please, you were upstairs and you were going into the office and you looked over and he was in his underwear.
Oh, yeah, guarantee. I can see it now.
That's not nude.
That's not nude.
That's not nude because Critty's dad was swanging at midnight getting some milk.
Not
fully swanging.
Right.
Swanging? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
You guys,
okay, well, I have a fail.
Okay, go ahead, Allie.
My nail, I guess, is that I was bringing clients around. You guys remember that I'm a realtor.
A successful one, madam.
I was madam.
Driving clients. Okay. I'm like, I got mascara on. I probably shaved my legs and like put on a cardigan. I'm driving people that I barely know. And I usually put some light music on in the truck. And
some light and music.
Whatever, you know, some background music while you're chit-chatting or and then there's moments of silence. And so the music is just playing and I have it on just shuffle on whatever's going on my phone. That was my first mistake. And the boys, when the boys were little, you guys, Phoenix downloaded, he downloaded something called like the toilet bowl cleaners.
Uh-oh, Critty. Yeah.
So I'm just driving with trying to be professional. This. And then you just, there's a moment of silence and you just hear, "Oh my God, I pooped my pants again. Diarrhea is hot and running on down my leg."
Allie.
Dead. I want to fucking die. Because it doesn't matter what you say. Oh my God, when my son was younger, he downloaded this and they thought it was really funny. Like, no matter what, you're a bad parent.
Right. Cool. There's no way. Right. There's no way to save yourself as a mom and a realtor. No.
There's no way to save yourself in that moment. Mm-mm. It was awful. And I'm dying inside, like thinking of you guys. And I'm so mad. I'm like so mad at Phoenix. But guys, so embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
I couldn't even really save it, like I said. we just moved on. And I laughed and tried to explain myself, and they just gave me right. like a look. And
you got a pity. You got a pity look, and they judged you a little bit.
They're like, okay, we're not. They didn't find it funny at all. Allie, were they? Did they giggle at all?
Yeah, like shock, like
right.
shock.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I somehow stumbled like, over that fucking band. Okay. Toilet bowl cleaners. Augie okay. also found them, and when okay. once again when Critty's kids were in my car, it came across a song titled "There's poop. Mm. There's still poop in my fingernails."
Oh.
And of course I was like, turn it off, turn it off. But the four of them latched onto that song.
Of course. Oh my God.
It's just don't let your kids listen to that band. Mm-mm. I don't even know if you can call it a band.
I feel like they sponsor you at this point.
Yeah, my bad.
Okay, Allie, what's your nail?
I just that I had clients in my car.
Nailing it.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I don't know. I'm working.
Yeah.
Way more than nail. I used to since the last time we talked. Yeah.
Yeah. Major nail, babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're working on, I don't know if you're ready to share, you're working on your own big project.
Yeah, we got lots of projects where I can't remember where we were. Did we buy the land?
Don't think so.
Off the hill from the last time?
Don't think so, baby.
Okay, yeah. So we bought a new farm, you guys, a piece of land. We haven't done too much to it yet, but we are going to, oh, so sad and wonderful, get off the hill of where we are now, where we have so many amazing memories, but we're going to start a new chapter on this new piece of land and hopefully build a house, and very excited.
Awesome.
And the so most awesome, amazing, Allie. The most amazing piece of land in Hawaii that you guys could ever imagine.
Mm, it's special. We're really, yeah, really so feeling gorgeous. Excited and lucky. We've been working hard.
Yeah, you yeah, sure yeah. have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You guys, I'll share a nail fail. This is sort of a nail slash fail, I feel. So I'll just start. So Francis developed this blackhead.
Oh, God.
Oh, Sarah.
On
damn
her
it, head. Sarah.
What? On her
damn
job.
Damn it, Sarah.
You guys, this thing, it was like, it was an adult.
Mm-hmm.
It was a kind of blackhead of like an adult with have, no, an adult with like, some serious chronic illness might have or something. It was it's the biggest blackhead I've ever seen on a child, of course. And I personally have never had a blackhead like this. It was huge.
Mm.
And
I am shocked that you never sent us a photo.
I know. I'm actually, I was about to scroll.
I got a photo.
Fuck.
Oh, so, I got a photo.
So we happened to be at the pediatrician for like five-year visit or whatever. And I was just like, I just want to point this out because I don't know what to do about it. And she was like, oh yeah, we'll put some warm compresses on and then extract it. And I was like, you see, Francis, did you hear that? You know, I want to make sure that you hear that your doctor wants us to pop this thing. And she developed this like absolute
fear.
Of me doing anything to this zit, and she allowed it. So we did warm compresses, and what that made it do is like it started to come out of the skin.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God!
But it just like hung out like mm-hmm. Frankenstein. You know Ooh. What I mean? Like it literally mm-hmm. looked like Frankenstein. It was just hanging out of her body.
Oh my and God!
Sarah, oh my God!
I became obsessed.
Yeah, did you think about attacking her in her sleep? That's probably yeah.
I did, Kate. I did attack yeah. her in her sleep.
Right.
Did you get a video to put on TikTok?
No, oh. I didn't.
Ew.
Oh, then you failed.
I tried so
Sarah
hard.
Sarah sent me a photo when I was dry heaving. I was oh my dry God. Heaving.
I Wait, tried so God. Hard. So many nights, you guys, every time she would fall asleep, I would go in her room and try my best to get it out while she was sleeping. But she was so sensitive. The moment I touched it, she would put her hand up and like moan at me and roll over.
God, can you imagine anything breaking trust with your kid faster than you think your
I know.
Your fucking mom is trying to pop your zit in your
sleep. I know. Awful. But one night I went in with tweezers.
Yes.
And I just, luckily I grabbed a hold of the blackhead with the tweezers and pulled it out.
Wow.
And
it came in one piece?
It came in one piece.
Wow.
Literally like nothing strand. Left behind.
Wow.
And that thing was like a fucking rock. It was rock solid. It wasn't like soft. It didn't like fall apart. Anyway, that's what the picture that I sent to Christine. I put it on a piece of toilet paper.
Sarah, how high was your high when you got it?
I was so fucking high. I felt like I can do anything.
Oh my god!
I should be a surgeon because she didn't wake up either. Like it didn't.
I should be a surgeon.
Pull it out. So anyway, I don't know if that's like a nail or a fail, but she woke up and she was just like, "Oh my
zit fell out." It's a little both, I think.
My zit fell out. Yeah, it sure did. The zit fairy came.
Like yeah. So, Yeah, my nail is that, I'm just picking something recent that, I did with a couple of others on this call. I did the Spartan race.
Yeah, you
nice,
did.
Yeah, girl.
A week ago. And you guys, that shit was so hard for me.
Yay.
It'd be hard for anybody. That's amazing.
I felt like how I felt when I was in labor with Francis. I'm not kidding. It felt right, that
you dug,
hard.
You dug that deep.
I dug that deep.
Good You're girl. Amazing.
Whew. You did so anyway. Good, Sarah. That yeah, shit
you,
was hard.
I didn't even realize you were struggling that bad.
Yeah.
To say it was like labor. You looked like a bad bitch out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
you sure in did, the dirt, girl. In the mud. Oh,
that's right, baby. That's right.
Good deal. Great nail fails. Anybody else?
I didn't go. I don't need to. But I'll just share a really brief fail. As you guys know, Edie and Mavis have been on a swim team this year.
And
it's been, you guys have taken the ride with me. It's been really great. They are swimming like 5 times a week. They've made tons of great friends. I've met some really awesome moms. It's just been, it's been so great. And it's been really nice because it's something I literally can't bring the baby to. And that of course, at the beginning that seemed like a barrier, but it's just turned out to be great because I need the time with my preteen girls.
Right. Yeah.
So swim has been great. So great that, after our last swim meet watching them, I was like, you know what? I need to get my ass in the pool. I can't run anymore because my knees are shot. I was like, I don't want to do yoga, but I need some fucking exercise. I was like, I'm going to come down to the pool for lap swim one day this week and I'm just going to give it a whirl. So whatever, lap swim comes around. I'm at home. I'm like, I don't want to go. I'm going to go. I'm looking through my suits. Okay, I don't have any bathing suits that I post-pregnancy. I only have two pieces from before I had my fourth baby. Okay, you guys?
Not an option, basically.
Well, Sarah, my pubes were wrecked, but I was like, you know what? It's 11 o'clock on a weekday. This is a very safe time. And I'm not going to deny myself this exercise just because... just because I'm wearing a bikini two sizes too small with my like nipples flopping out of the top of my bikini and my fucking it looks like a thong but it's not at the back, like just the fit is so fucked up. I was like, I'm not denying myself this exercise. I also couldn't find goggles, so I borrowed Edie's. They have little stars on. They're too small, so it makes my eyes like super duper close together. I couldn't find a swim cap. I borrowed Mavis's. I want to shout out my determination. Okay. whatever, I get there. And actually in the locker room, I was feeling super empowered. I was in there with a few grandmas and I was thinking like, this is, I've earned the right to swim in the fucking pool for laps from who gives a fuck what I look like. I get out there. I do very, very few laps, very few laps. And
get it, girl.
And there's a guy in the lane next to me, just like racing back and forth, just racing back and forth, whatever.
What age are we working with here? I need a visual. I need
to. We're all in goggles. The thing is that we're all in goggles. So I can't really tell. And but he's like, he's pretty ripped. He's doing his thing. And I get out at the pool. I was like, I decided to get out of this interval because nobody else was getting out. I was like, I'm going to get out. My strategy was going to get out, going to run to my towel, going to run into the women's locker room. Nobody will ever know it was me. Somehow in the confusion, I get out and this guy gets out at the same time. So we're both out of the pool. So I need you to understand how fully exposed I am. I'm soaking wet. I'm in a bikini that's years old. I've had four children. I'm so pale that I look like countertop marble. I'm like white with eggs. My pubes are to my knees. This guy takes off his goggles and makes direct eye contact with me. And I felt like the only way I can describe it is the dream where you're in high school naked, but it was happening to me. It was unfolding live. He reached out his hand to shake hands. So,
no, one
hands on my
no.
Read the room, buddy.
No, you're basically naked. We don't need to touch.
I'm so mad you described your skin as like marble or granite.
Fucking room. I'm in my American Eagle swimsuit. Why do I own one of those? I'm 42 years old. So angry. I was so embarrassed and so angry.
Nailing it and failing it.
Wow. What a catch up.
Wow.
Great. Great. Epic. Great to hear from you all.
Epic.
Sarah, love you.
This was so fun, you guys. Miss
so fun. So fun.
So fun.
Yes.
And I can't wait to hear what everybody thought after listening. I can't wait to hear the comments on the episode.
Congrats on coming out, Sarah, as a proudly
yes, Sarah.
Horse woman. Congrats.
Yeah, that's awesome. And we love all you guys, and we know you are killing it out there as parents, and keep going. Dig deeper.
Dig deeper. We got this, y'all.
We got
this. That was
awesome. All right.
Love you guys.
Love you.
That's it for now. Check you guys next week for another Nursing and Cursing, where we won't tell your husband that you accidentally let your kid eat a cat turd.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.